Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. Of course, I want you to holler at me. The call-in number is 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And I know some of you are shy, so feel free to email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Any questions, comments, concerns, I got you. You ask me, I'll answer, because I'm a nice guy like that. And feel free to jump into the chat room on the Smooth Drama site and shoot me any questions, comments, concerns, or just chime in and listen. I'm down with you coming in and interacting with me. I like interaction. Sometimes, you know, I want to go back and forth, because I'm a go back and forth kind of guy. Speaking of going back and forth, before I do anything, before I even get started, I want to give a shout out to Ben Carson, who is running for president and is taking cooning to another level when he stated, and I quote, "Before Obama, people barely noticed skin color. That goes back 150 years. Blacks were happy and grateful for what we were given." Because, as most of y'all know, at least most black people know, nothing says happiness more than abject slavery, Jim Crow, and dehumanization that has led to stereotypes, black lives not mattering, and all the other good stuff that comes with people not thinking that your existence is valid. Yeah, shout out to Ben Carson, who, I'm thinking they're like dead coons that are like, nah, this cat, he can't even ride with us. Anyway, I'm going to move on, because I have nothing good to say, Bobby. And I was always taught, if you don't have nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. So, Ben Carson, you get the crickets. And just in case you think I forgot, I'm always down with talking about the things that crazy people do. And I hadn't done it in a while, but I had to go back to the source, of course. And when I go back to the source, I'm talking about Mother Africa, or what they call Africa. In Zimbabwe, they have a Mr. Ugly pageant. And this is the fourth annual Mr. Ugly contest. And I guess it's such a big deal in Zimbabwe, and they had a riot because there was an upset. The judges decided they chose Misan Saturday. Hopefully I said it right. If I didn't, it don't matter. He the ugly champion anyway. And they cited his numerous missing front teeth and wide range of grotesque facial expressions. He won in, I guess, a major upset over William Masvinu, who had held the title since 2012. I guess he was like three-time champion, thought he was just going to just run away with it 4 years in a row. And so Mr. Mazzavino and his supporters, they mobbed the judges upon hearing the decision, claiming that, and I quote, Mr. Cerre was too handsome to win, and his ugliness wasn't natural since it was based on missing teeth. Okay, I'm trying to hold it together. So excuse me if I laugh, because this is hilarious. Mr. Massino goes on to state, I am naturally ugly. He is not. He is ugly only when he opens his mouth, maintained Mazzavino. He goes on to say, do we have to lose our teeth to win? This is cheating. And they had a mini riot, little pushing and shoving and some insults hurled at the judges. But I'm just gonna ask the question. Yeah, do we even want to be on Earth anymore? We got dudes rioting and upset because they can't be the ugliest man in the country. I don't know. I had never heard of this. I had never heard of a Mr. Ugly pageant. Yeah, I'm sorry, but that's a lot to me. And the fact that, one, you want to be not, because I'm like, if I get nominated as one of the ugliest brothers in the country, I don't know. I thought that was an insult to me. Maybe I don't know, but to me, if you get nominated as like one of the ugliest cats in your neighborhood, and they think that you have a chance to be the ugliest person in the whole country, it's probably time to move. And when folks is like, yeah, well, he's only ugly because he don't have his teeth, and I'm naturally ugly. Look, I need some of these aliens to pick me up. It's time to leave Earth. And I'm not down with the probing, but I'm just saying, if the aliens want to come pick me up, I'm ready to go. We have a Mr. Ugly contest, and folks is proud to be in it. That's it for me. I'm tapping out. But not to be outdone, you know how I am about my studies. I love my studies. At least I love dissing them. There's a study that says garlic may make men smell more attractive to women. The European study, I'm going to state that because I'm going to come back to that later. Charles University in Prague had in one of three studies, they had half of a group of men eat a cheese sandwich with 12 grams of garlic, while the other half ate a plain cheese sandwich. And they were instructed to limit other effects on their body odor, such as refraining from using deodorant or smoking. And all the men then wore cotton pads in their armpits to collect sweat and body odor for 12 hours. Then a week later, the men each ate the opposite sandwich and repeated the experiment. And then both sets of their pads were then presented to women who smelled them and scored the pads on a peel. And supposedly, the pads collected from the men who had eaten garlic were rated to have more attractive doesn't emasculate body odors, according to the study. Their odors were also said to be less intense. All right. So, yeah. I remember I stated earlier that it was Prague, a European thing. As we know here in America, and shout out to my European homies, y'all don't like really using deodorant. So it kind of, that smell is kind of cool for y'all. I don't know if the no deodorant would fly here in America. I mean, there are some people who aren't that fond of deodorant. We know that, but just on the whole, I mean, I just want to meet the women that was like, yeah, I'll be a judge in your study. I mean, listeners out there, how many of y'all are interested in smelling sweaty garlic up cotton pads? I'm sorry. I can't stop. I'm slaying myself here. yeah. I'm just saying that, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess there'd be a bunch of guys who wouldn't. I mean, you have to be a guy who doesn't date often. Dating is not your thing, because if dating is your thing, the no deodorant, you can catch up to you. Just a thought. But I'm gonna move on. Oh, cause yeah, I saw something else that I had to touch on since we're on the visual and the stimuli. We talked about ugly people. We talked about stinky people. Now we're talking about using your body parts. Like a woman, this blogger, she made sourdough using yeast from her vagina. I mean, to which I was like, really? She used yeast from, okay. Sorry, but I was in the middle of explaining what vaginal thrush was before I was rudely interrupted. I said, once again, vaginal thrush is a yeast infection that is usually caused by a type of fungus that lives naturally in the vagina. Over 90% of cases of thrush are caused by Candida albicans. The rest are due to other types of Candida fungi. Now, Candida albicans is an opportunistic fungus or form of yeast that is the cause of many undesirable symptoms ranging from fatigue and weight gain to joint pain and gas. So, yeah. So, this blogger, not gonna give him, I can't even name him. They used their yeast infection, vaginal yeast, to make sourdough bread. So, you know, their explanation was, making sourdough starter entails encouraging stuff that's present in the flour and just short sort of floating around in the air in your kitchen and on your utensils to grow. That's what wild yeast is. So they said, they go on and say, if that idea sickens you, avoid all sourdough because that's what it's made of. Yeah. Now, yeah, yeast, I'm somehow thinking, and I'm hoping, I got my fingers crossed like I know some of you do, that the yeast that is in your bread does not come from yeast infection from people that you know, may not know, that would just make me full-time make my own bread from here on. But the fact that somebody used the yeast from their body to make bread, I guess is ingenuity. I'm just thinking that I'm not eating, I wouldn't eat a sandwich from her house, any bread, you know, oh yeah, I made biscuits, I'm out, I gotta leave you alone because you're tripping. And on that note, I think I'm going to roll out because I got nothing left on that one. So I'm just going to go on break because I got to get the thought of yeast infection in my bread out of my mind. This is Red Man Bars.
Like a pin saw. motherfucking business.
Together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Redman. Bars. I have bars. Not necessarily rhyming bars. I'm more like bars of soap. I'm down with that. You know. Soap. I'm not gonna do the cotton ball thing. But you know how I am. I am always down for my conspiracy theories. So, I got one. Bear with me. I'm gonna round it out here. I'm gonna flesh it out for you. So, I saw as a researcher, Dr. Mark Post at I'm gonna pronounce it wrong. Now I don't care. Maastricht University in the Netherlands. He's the one that served up a lab-grown hamburger patty at the event in London in 2013. So, because he grew it in the lab, it used to cost $325,000. Now, you can get you a lab-grown hamburger patty for an affordable $11 now. And Mr. Post has said that his research could have serious environmental and ethical applications, as it suggests that lab-grown meat could replace animal consumption. So, for everybody out there, you'll get your chance to be a vegetarian sooner rather than later if these guys get their way. Because, you know, they're talking about the livestock beef production and issues with that. And they're saying how by the year 2050, the global demand will be so high that there will be a shortage. So since it's coming that the expense of a lot of environmental damage because cows emit methane and there are the concerns about animal welfare issues that they're trying to stop using beef, whatever. Now, yeah, cows, they cut gas and they emit methane. I mean, that's some serious gas. For those of you who didn't know, cow dung, if left unchecked, can, after a while, turn into an explosive. So, and it's kind of funny, when they used to take cows and cow dungs on the trips, on the ships, I'm guessing that they had quite a few explosions. And they didn't know why until, you know, they figured out it was cows, whatnot. And that it really sucked to be on that ship and to get that explosion and be shark bait because you had them explosive cows. That's what you eat. I mean, I'm not dissing. You know, I'm not vegetarian. But I don't know if I'm necessarily down with lab-grown meat because, of course, I am not a truster of the government. Lord knows what they do to your food already. And you're talking about you're going to trust folks who are genetically modifying your food for you to eat. But I'm getting a little ahead of myself, so I'm not going to go all the way there yet, but I am going to talk about nanobots, where they're talking about treating cancer with DNA nanobots, and since it has worked on like animals, Now, real soon, within the next year or so, they're going to be DNA nanobots, which will be tried in a critically ill leukemia patient. And this patient, who has been given roughly 6 months to live, will receive an injection of DNA nanobots, which are designed to interact with and destroy leukemia cells while supposedly causing virtually zero collateral damage in healthy tissue. Now, I don't know. I mean, because we're talking about you're going to be injecting what? Something foreign into your body, nanobots, whatnot, and we don't know what. I mean, they're supposedly going to attack the cancer cells, but what are the implications? I mean, because when you talk about nanotechnology, we're talking about, is it mechanical? Does it have any effects as far as controlling your body, taking control of your body, whatnot? And I bring this up because there was a study where it talks about brain controlling sound waves that were used to steer genetically modified worms. And this was a study right here in California at Salk Institute in La Jolla, California, by Dr. and of course I'm gonna say this wrong, Srikanth Chalasani. And they discovered a new way to control neurons using bursts of high-pitched sound pulses in worms. It's dubbed cynogenetics. And the scientists say this new method can control brain, heart, and muscle cells directly from, and I quote, outside the body, circumventing the need for invasive brain implants such as microfibers used in optogenetics. Now, what the implications for this are, is saying that using sound, you can control the body. Now, and these are genetically modified worms. Now, I bring up genetically modified worms to say, okay, if we tie this in and you have genetically modified nanotechnology inserted inside you, whether it be by ingestion because you've eaten lab-grown meat or because you got treated for cancer, or it's in some inoculation, HPV, HIV, cold inoculations, because I make the assumption that nanotechnology is not only going to be used to, that the application would not only be used for cancer, but colds and any other ailments. I mean, if you could take over the industry, I mean, it'd be on. And folks would be like, yeah, I'll take that shot, and you get that shot every year. I mean, it would be sort of like, you know how some people, they get shots or whatever, something put inside them, so like birth control. So you talk about something that you do every year, every 5 years, whatnot, you get these shots. Your nanotechnology. Now, you know, not getting biblical, but you know, there are some people who believe in that, you know, the mark of the beast and the chips that will be inside you and the government can track you. And me being a conspiracy theorist, like when I hear these things and they're using them. I mean, because always the application is for something good, something worthwhile. Like, you know what? We trying to help people. But as we know, we find out many a time that it doesn't matter. You start off good, and then it always ends up something that is going to be used for war or for controlling people. I mean, we are in the country where they did the Tuskegee syphilis treatments, or as we know, non-treatments. Just, well, yeah, we're treating you, but we're not treating you because they were doing a study to see how it affects the body, whatnot. So when I hear, yeah, we want to help folks, I'm like, yeah, okay. We know that there's no money in the cure. The money is always in the re-up. So just saying, you had to be very, very aware and understand that. I mean, you don't necessarily have to be paranoid like myself. I may be a tad bit more paranoid than you, just a little bit, but I'm saying that, hey, where there's smoke, there's always fire. And if they're talking about if they're trying to control the brain waves of worms, why would they want to control the brain waves of worms? You don't think that there's no applications that are going to go with humans? Just a thought. But I'm gonna back away from that. Because I don't want to scare my listeners into thinking, well, you know what, Mr. F-Word always is super, super, duper, just conspiracy theorists, always looking for something that people are trying to do. So I'm not going to do it. I'm actually, as a big nerd, I'm going to express some hurt in pain over something that I saw that it hurt my heart. 'Cause I never thought it would happen, and it was actually a Chris Rock joke where he talked about, you know, if you want to, you never have to worry about anything because you can just hide your stuff in books, and you would never ever ever have to worry about folks coming after you. And then I found out that there was a robbery where people were trying to steal comic book collections. And it hurt my heart, because I'm like, with the advent of all the proliferation of comic book movies out there, folks are more aware that comics are worth money, whatnot. So now you got people who are really, really trying to rob folks their comic book collections and whatnot. This woman and her cohorts were trying to set up a guy. He had like a $30,000 comic book collection, and they tried to steal it from him. And I'm like, I saw it and automatically I'm like, damn it! Oh my God! My world is over now. I used to know you can count on. You know what? I'm safe. I'm a comic book guy. Nobody's gonna want to steal my comics. I'm good. But no more of that. These comic book movies and stuff and internet, now you got criminals like, you know what? We can steal your comic books now. We can steal your books. Your books are worth something now. You know, I don't think y'all understand how depressing that is for me and a few other folks who think like me. Like, it was our refuge. I mean, it's bad enough, our comic book conventions, y'all come to them now. It's like comic book conventions are packed. But it ain't even comic book folks that are in there. It's y'all. Y'all in there too. All up in our spot. You know, we nerds need our place away from your so-called cool people. And y'all mess stuff up. Cool people in the spot where the nerds are, like Comic-Con, whatnot, y'all mess stuff up. I'm just saying. Just please go back to being cool. I understand that, you know, we're nerds. We don't want you. And if it sounds like we're prejudiced, you're right. We are. We are very, very prejudiced. And we really don't want nothing to do with y'all. Because y'all make things bad. I'm talking to you cool people out there. Yes, I'm talking about you. Damn it. We don't want you. Now, this is the world we're in. You know, like I was talking about ugly people fighting to be the ugliest. Now, we live in a world where y'all don't even want to leave the nerds to their own devices. Y'all want to hang out where nerds hang out now. Part of the game is that. I'm just saying. Oh, stop it. Be still, my beating heart. Can I get away from all these wannabe nerds messing up the program? And on that note, I'm going to go back to being serious. This is Ice Cube. Endangered species.
Right. At the bottom of our news tonight, there's been a new animal aimed in the direction of falling off the face of the earth. Yes, young black teenagers are recorded to be the oldest and the newest creatures added to the endangered species list. As of now, the government has not made steps to preserve the blacks. When asked why, a top law official adds, because they make good game.
Thank you.
together you got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Ice Cube featuring Chuck D, Endangered Species. Now, that, off his classic album, America's Most Wanted, you talk about, was that 1989? Talking about we got it bad because we brown. And being an endangered species in, what, almost 30 years later, same thing is going on. Nothing changes but the weather. Nothing new under the sun. Which brings me to that playing the show that I so love to do. This week we're not going to have two shows this week because it's Thanksgiving Day on this coming Thursday. So we're going to do our Hater of the Week and our Dumbass of the Week. But before we do all that, we got to do it right. Got to get that last one in. And I start off with my hater of the week, which is Jason Van Dyke. If you don't know, not related to the famous Van Dyke, Dick Van Dyke. This is the cop who lied, saying, "Yeah, I was threatened. He was threatening me. He went toward me with the knife, and the police held the video." All year until a judge ordered them to produce the video, and then everyone saw the truth that, of course, he shot Laquan McDonald, then killed him and shot him a few more times as he laid there motionless. The video is out, and if you haven't seen it, I mean, it's the first 5 minutes is filler. It's that last minute and a half where you see what really happens, and it's appalling. I mean, it's horrible. Just shooting someone who was not attacking the police, was not doing anything that they first came up with the story, which is why they held on to it. Now, he supposedly is getting charged with murder and whatnot. And, I mean, we've been down this road before over and over and over again where shoot the unarmed black kid, black man, black woman, whoever, and they end up, after being on administrative leave, paid administrative leave, by the way, they end up getting off, even though all the videos are damning. You know, this one no less damning because after the lie, it shows that, hey, the kid wasn't rushing. The kid did nothing but stop, stand there, and get shot. And it did for it. So, Jason Van Dyke, I hope you get I don't advocate for prison rape, but in this case, I'm hoping for a lot of prison rape for Jason Van Dyke. Just a lot. I'm saying his name, so just in case, if you're listening, if you just happen to know somebody in jail in the Chicago area, be looking out for Jason Van Dyke. He needs some special attention. He needs a lot of special attention. I know what's going to happen, though. Even if he does get charged, he's not going to be in Gen Pop with the regular population because they know what's going to happen. But one can hope and dream. Even though I'm not supposed to be advocating violence, I'm not advocating anything but special attention being sent out to Jason Van Dyke, my hater of the week. Yeah. But on a lighter note, I can't have the hater without, of course, having my dumbass of the week, which ends up being a Utah man who was upset that he was missing his child's birth, called in the bomb threat. Michael Morlang was indicted in Wednesday, and he faces up to 10 years if he's convicted. This fool did a bomb threat on September 17th at a hospital in his in this city in Utah called Richfield. The wife and her father told investigators that the day of the incident that he made the bomb threat because he was angry about not being there for the birth. And he also was upset to find out that he was mad because his wife was going to have a procedure to prevent her from having more pregnancies. Yeah. And this fool is extremely upset that they were going to go forward with the birth while he was old because, you know, the baby should wait on his dumb ass to come out. So he calls him bomb threat. And yeah, she was doing the ring by making sure she's pregnant by you anymore. Although I'm thinking that's not going to be an issue any longer. Just a guess. Probably not going to be able to. Hopefully, she can see that having children with a man that is dumb enough to call in a bomb threat while you're in the middle of childbirth, in labor, it's not the smartest of moves. It's just not. So, yeah, Michael Morlang, my dumb ass of the week. Now, normally, I'd have been all political. I'd been talking about my feelings about Thanksgiving, but every year I've been on here, and I changed my mind from second to second. I'm going to talk about Thanksgiving. No, I'm not. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Your Native American homies is like, that shit matters. I hate Thanksgiving. I don't care. I mean, most folks are in it just for the eating anyway. You know, as a chance to get together, eat, watch football, and eat some more, and then go mess up somebody's toilet if you're not home. So, yeah. As we celebrate the oppressors' oppression and genocide of the natural inhabitants of the Americas, before they were supplanted and moved out in that trail of tears, that long journey from the South all the way out to the Marion lands in Oklahoma. Shout out to Ms. Drama, who is from Oklahoma, the barren wasteland. Yeah. Anyway, I'm not going to dwell on the fact that we celebrate the genocide of people. Even though we don't. I mean, obviously, folks are into Thanksgiving because of the chance to get together. But just the day in general, it still has a white cloud over it. Yeah, I said white cloud. I'm not going to say black cloud. Because black ain't bad. Just like the dark side ain't bad. if I can shoot lightning out of my hands with the dark side, as opposed to having to use my lightsaber, I'm shooting lightning. I'm down with the dark side. But that's just me. No Star Wars plugs here. I do want to mention Donald Trump. As some people know, Donald Trump is running for president now. And yay, he's running for president. And he's making sure that if there's something that can offend somebody, he is damn well making sure that he says it. Donald Trump is taking no shorts, holding no prisoners. He is on his J-O-B when it comes to offending any and everybody that he can. He's off the charts with it. Case in point, he tweeted out a little tweet that was talking about who does what in America, murder-wise, whatnot. So he's talking about blacks killed by whites, 2%. He retweeted this, by the way. Blacks killed by police, 1%, which is funny. Whites killed by police, 10%. Whites killed by whites, 16%. Whites killed by blacks, 81%. Blacks killed by blacks, 97%. So basically, what he's saying, when you get that 100% in there, that blacks are killed by blacks proportionally 97%, and they're only killed by whites 2%, and killed by the police 1%. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but damn, we don't. It's like every other day there's like a cop shooting since, oh, Rodney King. Every other day there's a cop shooting of a young black, especially during the month. Shout out to Ben Carson cooning ass again. Since the Obama day presidency, it's just to say only 1% killed by police. Yeah, I'm going to think that number is high because maybe it was 1% last week, but you got to count the other weeks. I'm going to raise that up. And yeah, obviously there's a problem with black-on-black crime, but shit, you're not gonna say police is 1% of the problem. There is no damn way. It is way more than that. Just like they're saying whites killed by blacks is 81%. Really? Really? I'm like, where did you get that from? Because I'm thinking just alone when you say blacks killed by whites and blacks killed by the police, boy, you put them together. And then you got to add a couple more digits to it. I'm saying, it's just the facts. 81%. Come on, man. Get out of here. You know, in not trying to play the, well, I am in the race card. But it's not a card. It's just these are just facts. And when Donald Trump tweets something that is not even really real facts, come to find out it comes from some neo-Nazi on Twitter. And it's really overstating the percentage of white murder victims killed by blacks. Like, yeah, you might want to minus like 80%. And get it down to one, because, I mean, honestly, black folks are not attacking white folks like that. Obviously, that's a murder. You know, we're in America. We got guns. Folks gonna get shot. That's what happens. But for him to put that out there and them to stake their statements, and then when they ask about it, Trump is like, am I going to check every statistic? Millions and millions of people at real Donald Trump, by the way. All it was a retweet. Now, you know, I've stated many times here, there are a few things in life that are guaranteed. Death and taxes. And as was famously said, the bigger the lie, the more people will believe it. So when you get lies like, what happens? People repeat it and people believe it's not the truth. People don't care about the truth nowadays. The truth is one of them expiring things. Because the truth just means you have to look at yourself honestly. Sort of like this Thanksgiving thing. I mean, the truth is in our face. We know the history. But that doesn't matter. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your day of celebrated slaughter. On that note, I am Mr. F the N-Word. And you know, this was another smooth drama production. And as always, peace, love, chicken grease, and as my old coach 100% would say, stink face bitches.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth. Drama.